This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ahead of a meeting of the European Union to discuss reinstating sanctions to Belarus for human rights abuses, the Belarusian leadership began releasing thousands of detainees and issued a rare public apology. It's a bid to quell nationwide street protests that pose the biggest challenge to President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule. Hundreds of friends and relatives, many of them in tears, stood outside a detention center waiting to give food, water, and blankets to help people emerging from inside early Friday. Some of the protesters had bruises and described being tightly packed into inside cells and complained of mistreatment. The Deputy Interior Ministry denied those accusations. At least two protesters have died, and around 6,700 were detained this week in a crackdown following Lukashenko's contested re-election that has prompted the West to consider new sanctions on Minsk. The U.S. Justice Department said Thursday that it had seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied upon to finance their organizations and violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the groups used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. It's a part of a broader Justice Department goal of disrupting the financing of extremist organizations, including those designated as foreign terror groups. This is the